Now that the Olympic Games have finally taken place in Tokyo, attention has shifted towards the next edition, the Winter Olympics of 2022 being hosted by China in Beijing. However, these Winter Olympics have already been in the spotlight much longer. France 24, BBC News, CNN, every media in the world recently announced the launching of a diplomatic boycott for the 2022 Beijing Olympic Games. But what does this concretely mean, and what will the consequences be? To understand, we need to go back to July 2015. This is precisely when the Olympic Committee voted for the city that will host the 2022 Winter Games. One by one, the six candidates progressively gave up, leaving the committee to choose between Kazakhstan and China. The two countries were both controversial. Kazakhstan is a country under an authoritarian regime where violence and torture are regularly used to maintain order, and the freedom of the press is extremely fragile. On the other hand, China is a dictatorial regime where it is difficult to ignore the political repression, the continuous surveillance, as well as the ubiquitous censorship. China eventually won, breaking the stalemate. The Middle Empire immediately started to plan everything, gathering its best sponsors, diplomats, engineers, and politicians to organize the 2022 major event that will extend over 18 days, gathering around 2,000 athletes from 86 countries and participating in 109 different disciplines. But here comes the problem. First of all, besides the huge financial cost that it represents, the Olympic Games have faced backlash over the environmental costs. In fact, the mountains where the races will take place actually have one shortcoming. There is no natural snow. This means that artificial snow will have to be produced in huge quantities, taking a massive toll on the environment. Indeed, to create such fake snow, snow cannons will mix compressed air with water coming from local containers. There are three major consequences. Using water means drawing on regional water reserves and creating water shortage for the inhabitants of the region. This system is highly energy intensive, and the whole process will also cause significant soil damage. In addition to that, the geographical localization of the ski area is unclear. Some reports have shown that it is actually being built in Zhongshan National Nature Reserve and not nearby, as it was supposed to be, leading to irreparable destruction of precious natural reserves. However, despite all this, China managed to divert attention from the facts, probably thanks to its success organizing the 2008 Olympic Games. The world resumed its normal life while China began its pharaonic constructions. Day and night, thousands of workers and engineers were deployed to rapidly turn the usual landscape into ski slopes. But countries all over the world suddenly put a stop to this gigantic infrastructural achievement as political problems surfaced. It all began in 2019, when the Chinese government decided to pass an amendment to change the extradition bill of Hong Kong in order to put an end to its independence. Following that, thousands of pro-democratic residents decided to protest peacefully in the streets, but Chinese authorities started a wave of arrests and violent confrontation to repress the people. It has been on the front page of every newspaper, and hashtag Free Hong Kong has been trending. Moreover, a new scandal emerged on social media after some pictures of the Uyghur prisoners in the camps were released. The world has become increasingly aware of the shadow looming over China, accused of orchestrating crimes against humanity by locking Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in Xinjiang, in camps where they are subjected to violent treatment, are dehumanized, forced to work, and deprived of all their rights. Movements of people all over the world, whether in Turkey, Australia, UK, Hong Kong, Germany, Canada, or in the US, started demanding sanctions. After months of reflection to find the best way to position itself vis-a-vis the Olympic Games, the US finally made a move, announcing in 2021 a diplomatic boycott. This concretely means that the US will not send any diplomatic representatives to the Beijing Olympic Games because of the ongoing crimes against humanity occurring in Xinjiang. It was quickly followed by Canada, the UK, and Australia, all of them deciding to boycott China. But to what extent will it be successful in derailing China? First, this is a symbolic move, as it is not a complete boycott. Every athlete will fly to Beijing and participate in those Winter Games. Only diplomats and politicians are concerned. So what are the real consequences? Well, even if athletes will still compete in front of a television audience, this will have impactful consequences for China. First of all, to not send diplomatic representatives to your country is a powerful symbolic act, as it will obviously offend the organizing country. It is a clear stance. Moreover, with all the fuss and agitation going on since 2015, many people have already changed their perception of China, now holding a very unfavorable view of the country. The diplomatic boycott is accompanied by a huge civil movement demanding hashtag no rights, no games. This has already heavily delegitimized the competition. Thus, even if the spotlight is turned towards China, it is not for good reasons. By hosting the games, China expected to demonstrate its strength using soft power. In fact, if a city agrees to host the Olympic Games despite the huge costs it entails, it is mainly because it is a way to draw attention to their city or country in order to promote the image that you want the world to have. In the case of China, those games were therefore supposed to be an exhibition of the country's greatness. Via an intense propaganda campaign, China wanted to assert its strength, its position as an unwavering economic power to be accepted and reckoned with on the world stage. However, due to the many controversies, China is on a slippery slope, and those Olympic Games may be the least watched of the 21st century. Yet, this will still be a demonstration of power for China and a great opportunity to show how good they are at organizing events and building infrastructure. So the big question is a diplomatic boycott enough? Should countries go further and not send their athletes? And are there other alternatives? Let me know what you think in the comments. I believe that a fundamental problem is that there is absolutely no reference to democracy or human rights in the Olympic Games Charter. Because there are no conditions for participation, there is no framework to make the Games more democratic and limit participation depending on what is happening in the country. In my mind, this idea that politics and sports should be entirely separated can't work, as Olympics are inherently a political way of demonstrating power. This actually works against the interests of democratic countries. I would be in favor of modifying the Olympic Charter to include an imperative respect of human rights as a binding clause. I thank you for listening.